Passage 30. Cartoonists.
Now, listen to the passage.
In a good cartoon, the artist can tell in a few lines as much as a writer can tell in half a dozen paragraphs. The cartoonist not only tells a story, but he also tries to persuade the reader to his way of thinking. He has great influence on public opinion. In a political campaign, he plays an important part. Controversial issues in Congress or at meetings of the United Nations may keep the cartoonist well supplied with current materials. A clever cartoonist may cause laughter because he often uses humor in his drawings. If he is sketching a famous person, he takes a prominent feature and exaggerates it. Cartoonists, for instance, like to lengthen an already long nose and to widen an already broad grin. This exaggeration of a person's characteristics is called caricature. The artist uses such exaggeration to put his message across.
The second and third readings. You should begin writing now.
In a good cartoon, the artist can tell in a few lines as much as a writer can tell in half a dozen paragraphs. In a good cartoon, the artist can tell in a few lines as much as a writer can tell in half a dozen paragraphs. The cartoonist not only tells a story, but he also tries to persuade the reader to his way of thinking. The cartoonist not only tells a story, but he also tries to persuade the reader to his way of thinking. He has great influence on public opinion. He has great influence on public opinion. In a political campaign, he plays an important part. In a political campaign, he plays an important part. Controversial issues in Congress or at meetings of the United Nations may keep the cartoonist well supplied with current materials. Controversial issues in Congress or at meetings of the United Nations may keep the cartoonist well supplied with current materials. A clever cartoonist may cause laughter because he often uses humor in his drawings. A clever cartoonist may cause laughter because he often uses humor in his drawings. If he is sketching a famous person, he takes a prominent feature and exaggerates it. If he is sketching a famous person, he takes a prominent feature and exaggerates it. Cartoonists, for instance, like to lengthen an already long nose and to widen an already broad grin. Cartoonists, for instance, like to lengthen an already long nose and to widen an already broad grin. This exaggeration of a person's characteristics is called caricature. This exaggeration of a person's characteristics is called caricature. The artist uses such exaggeration to put his message across. The artist uses such exaggeration to put his message across.
The last reading.
In a good cartoon, the artist can tell in a few lines as much as a writer can tell in half a dozen paragraphs. The cartoonist not only tells a story, but he also tries to persuade the reader to his way of thinking. He has great influence on public opinion. In a political campaign, he plays an important part. Controversial issues in Congress or at meetings of the United Nations may keep the cartoonist well supplied with current materials. A clever cartoonist may cause laughter because he often uses humor in his drawings. If he is sketching a famous person, he takes a prominent feature and exaggerates it. Cartoonists, for instance, like to lengthen an already long nose and to widen an already broad grin. This exaggeration of a person's characteristics is called caricature. The artist uses such exaggeration to put his message across.